5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And that signals the start of the show. Welcome to Twin Cities Double Up, a podcast so nice you're going to want to listen to it twice. I'm your host, Mr. Brock. With me today is Rich DePlug. Rich, welcome to the show. How are you doing today?
I'm good. I'm happy to be here. I've been wanting to be on your show for quite some time.
Well, much appreciated, man. And glad you could take some time out to come introduce yourself to us. So let's start with that. Rich, who are you?
I'm not a young man anymore. I am I'm an old guy from St. Paul. That's where I'm from. St. Paul, Minnesota.
Grew up in St. Paul.
Mm-hmm.
Where at?
In the Rondo neighborhood.
Okay, where'd you go to high school?
So here's where things got interesting. I ended up going to Egan High School.
You scoundrel.
Yeah. I wanted to go to Central, but we moved, so.
Okay. So, from high school, what'd Rich do next?
I moved to Vegas.
Go on.
I played arena and semi-pro football.
Shut up.
Yeah. I worked at the Bellagio with Joe Coy. You know who Joe Coy is?
No, but who is Joe Coy? I'm going to feel stupid.
Joe Coy is a huge comedian. So if you go on Netflix, he has a few specials on there.
Okay, yeah. Now he sounds familiar.
Yeah.
Maybe that's just me trying to be hip.
Yeah. No, he's a real dope guy. We worked at the Bellagio ticket office together back in the day.
Cool. So was he an up-and-comer back then, trying to do his comedy stuff?
Yeah, we didn't even know he was a comedian. We just thought he was funny all the time.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure you guys were his marks. He was practicing his bits on you.
Yeah. And then one day he invited us to one of his shows, and we're like, what do you mean, Joe? You're like a comedian for real? He's like, yeah.
And how was it?
It was amazing.
Yeah. And how long was that until he was on Netflix, then?
Boy. Honestly, I think it was at least 15 years.
Wow, yeah. That's pretty cool.
It's been a while, yeah.
What a trip.
Yeah.
Did you have any more interactions like that out in Vegas? You working out there?
I met a lot of people. I met Jay-Z. Just kind of randomly.
Before or after Beyonce?
After.
I thought
you meant before or after I met Beyonce. Okay.
You met Beyonce too?
I did.
Oh, no. I meant like, was he with Beyonce? But
no. At that time, I don't think he was at that time.
I feel like that's such an irrelevant point. I apologize for going off track. You met Beyonce as well?
Yeah.
Nice. Who'd you just have out last year? Lupe?
Yeah, I got to film for him at the Legacy Cup.
Yeah, I saw that. Mm-hmm. Man, we could probably name drop all day with you.
Well, these days I do photography and video.
So when we met last, we were talking back in the day, you were doing something with Suni Lee?
Oh, right? Yeah. So the Suni Lee situation, we connected with a guy named Minnesota Fats.
Yep.
Sunny Soda, Lil Crush, and they did a record for the Olympics called Be Like Suni Lee. It was a super dope record.
I remember the song.
Yeah. So then we all sat down, and there was an idea that came about to do a mural for her over on the west side of St. Paul. So we ended up connecting with her aunt and uncle. And we just put together a whole plan to shoot a music video and then to paint a mural. And Suni loved it. She's posted pictures and video in front of it. So
that was cool to watch her in the Olympics again.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's amazing. You know, she's good people, too. So it's always nice when you see these stars and then when you meet them, they're amazing people, too.
Very family-oriented, I heard, right?
Absolutely.
And families are big supporters. Mm-hmm. That's incredible. So now, Rich, today, we have you working in the school. What brings you to a school?
I was doing film and video for them every once in a while. And then Mama Shy, they call her Mama Shy, reached out and was like, hey, can you send me your resume? I know somebody who's hiring. And I sent my resume, and the school got back to me with an opportunity to run their visual inclusion program teaching the kids about film and photography and giving them some real life experience out here, filming at events and interning different places and stuff like that. And my brother actually went to the high school for recording arts as a high schooler back in the day. And that's when I first got connected, when I was able to see a place where kids are able to do things that they're passionate about. It's project-based learning. So it's just been amazing. It's been amazing.
So describe that to me. What does project-based learning mean?
So with the project-based learning, we have them learning through things that they love. So I'll give you an example. We have students who have decided they want to do a clothing brand. Uh-huh. So we go ahead with them and we map out the entire process and have them walk through that process with our assistants for their school projects, right? So they're getting different credits based off different elements of this project. And depending on how big they go, depends on, you know, how much credit they end up getting for that project. But we've had a few different students who have, you know, designed their clothing brand, done the photo shoots for their products, built an entire e-commerce website for that product, set up a launch event for it. You know what I mean? So it's a whole process. And then helping them create that actual business, it's just like, it's been amazing.
It's incredible. And it's a high school. Mm-hmm. So they're starting this at ninth grade.
Yeah.
So early, right when you get into the school, is that discussion happening right away?
Oh, absolutely. Sure. From the very beginning.
Now, are they still doing general stuff as well? I imagine you're still doing math, science, that.
Oh, yeah. Concentrated math, our DLA, so our language programs and stuff like that. Yeah, they get basic stuff, but then they can also get their pilot license, you know?
Incredible.
Yeah, they can learn music business 101. So the students who come there who want to be artists,
yeah,
you really make sure they learn and understand the entire process. You know, because, you know, a lot of these kids know nothing about publishing.
Yeah.
You know, they don't understand that when you become an artist, you become a business. Mm-hmm. So you have to, you know,
promote.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, mm-hmm. Yeah, man. You got to really put it out there and really put in the work, unless you're just doing it as a hobby. But well, there's nothing wrong with that, too. But if you want to do
something. It's an expensive hobby.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Yeah.
No, I love it. That's why kind of the main reason I wanted you on here today. I want to hear way more about that school because I don't think a lot of people know that these exist. And as sad as it is to say, I don't think we're all too happy with the state of our schools these days. It doesn't matter what side you're on. It just seems like after COVID, education just kind of went away, right? Everybody from top to bottom, we all kind of checked out at that point. We realized we could phone it in. So we kind of did it with everything, didn't we? Mm-hmm. I'm just as guilty at times. Yeah. But I love hearing that there's still schools like this out there that's really saying, hey, what do you want to do? And it doesn't matter what it is, but let's teach you how to do it right. Because the problem with a lot of kids, I'm sure, and you kind of touched on it, is they're seeing these people that have made it and don't realize how hard they have to work. Mm-hmm. Right? So you're starting at the bottom. This is the grind. If you can't take it right here, stop.
And they don't necessarily have to stop.
No. I want them out.
Yeah. Well, you know. But no, the cool thing about that, too, is you might learn along the way that there is something that you're just as passionate about.
Sure.
Or something that you may think you want to be an artist, and you're like, well, you know, actually, I want to be a manager.
Oh, right. So.
All the business.
Well, and to be honest, learning you don't like something is just as valuable as learning you like it, right?
Yeah.
But I think more often than not in my life, I've learned I didn't like something, and I led me to something way better. Mm-hmm. So they go there for 4 years. When they graduate with a high school degree, same as everyone else. How many of these kids are just continuing on with their businesses?
Quite a few, actually.
Sure.
Yeah.
And the well, cool as you said, you spoke to one who has already set up their store, ready to go. Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of alumni from HSRA that have won Grammys.
Okay.
I'll give you an example. Jay Bree, who goes by Upstairs now, just won a Grammy.
Okay.
His last Grammys. Yeah. Wow.
That'd have been exciting to see, huh?
Oh, absolutely.
Is everyone going nuts at the school?
Yeah, absolutely. And cool. It was cool, too, because then his mom messaged us, making sure that we were aware of it and everything as well.
Wow.
You know, and the list goes on and on. There's a lot of producers
that
have gotten Grammys, writers, a lot of artists that have gone on to do things. There's an artist named D. Smoke who was a HSRA alumni who went on to win one of those music competitions. You know what I mean? So it's like, yeah, there's a lot happening with that school.
Yeah. So it sounds like you're producing a lot of talent out of there.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So anything you guys got ahead of you? Anything that we should know about coming up with the school?
Yeah. I mean, we have a family night that's coming up. That one will be on March 19th. It's a good opportunity if you have middle schoolers who are looking for a high school to go to. Come check us out. You know, we'll have full tours. We'll have some food, some giveaways. It'll just be a good time. And then you'll have an opportunity to meet some of our current students and see some of the things that they've been working on as well.
You said that's March 19th?
Mm-hmm.
March 19th. And what's the address of that school? Let's just get that out there. I'll make sure I post it in the link too.
1166 University Avenue in St. Paul.
Good for you. It took me a while before I knew the address of my work.
No, yeah.
I got caught up, too. Someone's on the phone. They said, what's the address? You know how embarrassing that is?
No.
You don't know the address of your work? Well done.
Oh, thank you.
Excellent. But, Rich, you got other stuff going on in the bag. It's not just school. What are you wearing here?
This is Frosted Lakes. This is a clothing brand here in the Twin Cities that was founded in 2020 by a couple of my buddies. Kente, who's also an artist, and Damar. Formed a partnership back in 2020 and really started putting out some great products. So I've just been really helping them out. They do have a storefront now over in Minneapolis off of Minnehaha and 38th. You'll see the big logo on the window. Got some events coming up there as well.
Okay, why don't you plug those?
So on the 16th of March, we have a Vinyl Addictions event. It's all about vinyl records, you know. There's a different sound to music when you're listening to it on vinyl. A lot of the young kids might not know that, but there's a big difference between that and listening to digital music. So we're just going to be listening to some of the classics. Cool Cat Willie will be spinning. We'll have different vendors. We're going to have some soul food egg rolls, which are delicious. And a few different vendors and just kind of have a
possibly
time.
Bully Brand, correct?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, something's absolutely. In the work there. Maybe Bully Brand will come out there.
Absolutely.
Yeah, sounds like a cool event. Something new, something different. I like that. And that's going, it's from 2 to 6 too. So something to do in the afternoon.
Yep, just right? A cool day party.
Yeah, just a nice little event to chill at. That sounds like a lot of fun. We'll definitely be checking that one out. Excellent, Rich. Well, let's get to the main part of the show. We got to know you a little bit, Rich. Yeah, and we're sitting down with Rich the Plug. I'd like to know is that. Local legend around here. His hands and feet and a little bit of everything. Little backstory between me and Rich. He actually was my neighbor. He lived across the street from me. And Rich was always very good. I don't know if I ever complimented you this. You would pull our trash cans up when it was really windy out. Oh, I yeah. noticed you always did that. You would go up and down the lane and you'd pull everyone's up when it got windy. And I appreciated that. I noticed, buddy.
Yeah,
so that's why I liked Rich.
The little things.
The little, they do. They really do matter. I always appreciated that you did that. Didn't lose a single can until it burnt down in a fire. Where were you then, Rich? He had moved by then. He was gone. It wasn't your fault. All right, so we're going to go into burning questions, and I've kind of modified this segment. You're the second person who's got to do it this way. What we do is we each pick 10 questions from burning questions, put them random, back and forth, rapid fire. I'll ask, you ask. Get to 10, and then we'll be on our way. Sound good to you?
Yeah.
So I'll start with a little... Oh, I started with the wrong song, and that was way too loud. I'm gonna try again. Okay, that was the right song, but man, I did not like that volume. So we're going to go with... I'm going to start first. Ready? What? If you could have any animal in the world as a pet, what would it be and why?
I think it would be a Black Panther.
Why?
Because it's a Black Panther. I don't really have a reason. I just think it would be cool.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I could have said like a lion, but I'd rather have a Black Panther.
Black Panther's cooler.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but it is. You know what I'm picturing? Really dark room. Eyes just pop open,
see,
right?
That's it.
And someone's sitting there like, holy shit, did he have a Black Panther?
Nobody's messing with you if you got a Black Panther.
Yeah, you don't see him a lot. Good answer. Yeah. All right. All right.
Is what you're doing now what you've always wanted to do growing up?
Ooh, growing up, that's a tough one. I think the first job I wanted to be was an artist. Thank God that died, right?
Wait, what kind of artist?
Oh, I literally think it was like, I can picture in kindergarten, what do you want to be when you grew up? And I was like, with a big easel and drawing on that. So
ooh.
I just like drawing as a five-year-old. Don't ask a five-year-old what they want to be when they grow up. That's ridiculous. I think the life course I had at one point was a psychiatrist. That would be like when I went to college and took the MCATs and thought I was going to be a doctor. Then I realized I didn't want to be a doctor. So long story short, I think, after 37 years sitting and talking to people on a podcast is actually kind of what I want to do and promoting and running around with Bully Brand. So I kind of am. I mean, I didn't take the road I wanted to, but who does?
That's dope though, man. You know,
respect. What? Name the one bad quality you can tolerate in a partner. Careful, your wife might listen.
Right.
No, honesty's key.
The one bad quality I can tolerate. I can tolerate playing a game that looks like Candy Crush on your phone all the time, I guess. I tolerate. Yeah, I could tolerate that.
That didn't seem that ambiguous. It seemed like that was direct. Are you going home tonight? You don't have to. We'll keep going. All right. Well, that's fair. That's a good one. All right. Moving on.
What is your favorite hobby?
Oh, man. Right now? Just wrestling stuff. It's my new one. Like a kid learning. I watch a lot of WWE and all that stuff. Just training. Just watching it like a kid. Like, and mesmerized. So that's definitely my new favorite hobby. That was an easy one, Rich. Do you have a hidden talent?
Do I have a hidden talent?
Oh, I like that answer. No, my talent is out there.
Yeah, people fair. May not believe that it's a talent, but I believe I have a great ear for music.
That's a talent.
I've worked with a lot of artists that have gone on to do some really great things. So yeah, I feel like that's my maybe hidden superpower.
That works. That's fair.
If you could commit a crime, any crime, with no repercussions, what would it be?
I mean, could I steal a country? Like, is that possible? I kind of want Canada.
Yeah, I think it's happened before, stealing countries.
I'm just saying, like, if that's like, that seems like a really big worldwide crime, and that's huge, but if you didn't limit me, I'd like to just take a big plot of, just say it's mine, like pirate law, throw a flag down, kind of put my feet against, and like, maybe have an army with me or something, and just be like, nope, it's mine now.
Yeah.
I don't think you're allowed to do that.
But I think
it feels like it,
well, I shouldn't say this, it kind of feels like it might be getting ready to.
I'm just saying, yeah. You can, that's just that. Well, that's how it happened in the past, right? That's how you do it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I'd go big. Right?
So you thought way bigger than I did. I was like, I'm going to go rob a bank.
That's what I thought too, but I was like, yeah, I'm going to own the banks in Canada. That's a tell. Yeah. Mm. Yeah, well, Canada, I'm coming for you.
What was the worst purchase you've ever made?
I will note, you just asked me twice. It was supposed to be my turn. That was on me. Nope. Sorry. Now I got to think of the worst purchase I ever made. Oh, I know what it was. And it happened this year. I'm so mad about it. I'm still dealing with it. It was an impulse buy. I was at Fleet Farm. It was in the clearance section. It was a camera that went on your scope. So when you're hunting, like, you could record what you saw through the scope as you shot an animal. Sounds incredible, right? At first, I'm like, oh, $100 is expensive for that. Even at clearance. And I'm like, no, oh crap, that's only for the lens. I need to buy this too. So it's going to be like $250. I'm like, no, I don't need it. Walked out and I'm like, no, that'd be so cool to see. Just got to try. Bought it. Never worked. Didn't work at all right. Couldn't get it syncing. Dealing with their customer service was 10 times worse. Fleet Farm wouldn't take it back because it was clearance and I had opened it. They told me I needed to get like some sort of special code number from the company. The company had no idea what I was talking about. I tried to send it in. Then I ended up misplacing it somewhere in my hunting stuff. I just kind of took it as a loss. Just the worst impulse buy. Nothing bad against the company. I'm sure they actually work quite well. I just had a faulty one. So, yeah, not a day goes by that I don't think about it. All right, we're doubling up on yours. That's why we call it the double up. Funny screw up. What is your biggest fear?
So, this one's going to be kind of sad because my biggest fear is not being able to see my kids grow up. That would be my biggest fear.
That's
I can handle fair. Anything.
Yeah,
else.
That's fair.
I can handle anything else.
Yeah.
That right there, that's what I need. You know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we got to keep you alive, man.
Yeah.
Anyone out there watching that? I know. Anyone thinking about killing him? Don't. Yeah. Just don't.
Yep.
Not right now.
I need like at least 10 more years.
10 years.
Yep.
Hit the snooze for 10 years. Yeah. I have to kill, yep. Kill Rich switch. All right. And I'm going to ask you one more.
Presented with the opportunity to be immortal, would you take it?
I'm going to say yes, but that actually sounds terrifying.
You would get to see your kids grow up.
I know.
They would take away your biggest fear.
But then I'd also get to see them not be here That's anymore.
True. You'd watch know? Them die.
Yeah. And then their kids and their kids' kids, and just it would never stop.
I wonder if you get bored. I wonder at what point in life you get bored. I feel like some old people do, but I also think people don't live that exciting of lives. I haven't been bored yet.
Mm.
But immortality, yeah. I guess there's two questions. Immortality, does it mean like, even if you chop my head off, I can't even die?
Oh.
Like forever, forever?
Wait, but would I just keep getting old but never die?
There's a lot into that one.
Oh.
No, same age. Yeah, stay same age. If you're this getting old.
Age? Yeah. This age, or could I be a little younger? Cause...
If you would have just said no, we could have moved on from this question. But now we have to dig deep. Yep, you don't get to choose the age. Question's coming right now. You stay at this age forever.
No.
Yep, I agree. I think it's a no. Mm-hmm. I think it's a no. Yep. Good answer. Correct answer. Okay, now you can answer. There you go.
What is one dream you have yet to accomplish?
Waving that heavyweight title belt above my head. No, I really, I probably shouldn't. There's no reason for them to ever put me up. Let's see. Dream. I think mine are kid related too. I think my dream is to see Kale succeed. It's really all I care about, right? Like, I get it. My dream is I want to see Kale happy, married, have a good life, kids. Be okay. No matter what he chooses, I just want him to be happy, have a good life, to say, like, I made it, I did it. Because he, you know, and he pushed through a ton of crap to get to where he is. So, yeah, that's the one dream I haven't seen and hopefully get to, right?
Mm-hmm.
You've put it on my heart now. Like, I think that is my biggest fear, not getting to see him grow up now.
Yeah. And I'm old. I'm, like, a lot older than you two.
Yeah.
So it's like I've had plenty of time to think about this.
Yeah, you're really old.
Yeah.
You're going to die. Oh, hold on. Gets me out of everything. I don't even know who asked. Like, oh, I did. I need to compile ourselves. It got a little somber there. Here, we'll put this one. Oh, not that one. Name the top. Oh, I gotta try that again.
Name the top five things you would take during a zombie attack.
Top five's tough. You can just start listing. I'll just let you list until you want to stop. You got time to grab. If you can grab five, you can grab ten.
Okay, so I would grab a fully armored Tesla something. I'm sure Elon has something that's not out there. I want that.
Yep.
Right?
Okay, fair.
I would take the biggest Costco warehouse I could find. I would take the Minnesota Vikings with me and my family. Well, think about
it. There was a weird order to the way you ranked them, but.
I mean, because they're like family too. You know what I mean? So it kind of all goes together.
They'd be good to build an army with half.
That's what I'm saying.
Yep, that's
our
all right.
defense defending the warehouse. Think about it, you know? I'm just saying. KOC would have to come with the team, and he's really smart.
So. Got it.
Yep. Yep. Oh, what do we got? Two more?
Two more.
Some weapons to help with the defense.
Okay.
And Brock, you'd come with us.
Yes!
Yeah. Man, God, that was a good move.
There you go.
You win.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how you could win this segment, but you won. Good work. Wow. Had nothing to do with me getting in. It was just a good answer. Oh, I think I... Oh, nope, it's your question. Yeah.
If money was no object, what would you buy?
I think I answered this one or answered this last time, so I'm going to go with something new.
No object, what would I buy? Maybe a really big, cool boat. I think an airplane, but airplanes, I still don't like traveling that much. A boat might be a little more fun. You're kind of sitting around.
I know. I got it.
Big, cool RV and a driver. I don't want a driver. But like a super cool RV and a guy who I hire year round. We'll give him a good salary. Money's no object. He's making $1 million a year to drive me around. Okay? Money's no object.
Yeah.
He costs more than the RV because then he's really happy.
Yeah.
He's the happiest guy in the world.
There you go.
Right? Drive me around. Oh, wait. I'd hire a washed-up celebrity to drive me around. I could use that. I wouldn't just pick Joe Schmo, good driver. Here's what I'd do. Reality show where celebrities would have to compete. This is just escalating.
Man, you might really have to do this.
Here we go. Amazing. This is what I want. I'm going to put it down. Huge RV. I hire Pauly Shore as my driver for the rest of my life. The Weasel is driving me around. You know how much mischief we'll get into? The Weasel?
I
love it.
Absolutely tune into that.
Wouldn't that be fun? The Weasel. Pauly, if you're watching this and you have money you want to give me, you want to hang out. First off, thanks for watching. Please subscribe. Second, call me.
There you go.
Gosh, if I get a call from Pauly. I have two autographed pictures of him somewhere in here. I'm not even kidding.
What food could you not live without?
This is going to be a terrible answer. I'm going to say chicken. But it's because, no, listen though. I don't eat any red meat and I don't eat any bacon.
And so you'd literally die.
Yeah, I don't know what else to. I've been thinking about trying like tofu, but then that's soy and I'm not supposed to have too much soy probably. So, and fish can be questionable. Which everything can be questionable nowadays, so.
Darn. Chicken's a good answer. There's nothing wrong with it.
You are in a public restroom, and you just went number two. You realize your stall is out of toilet paper. What do you do?
Well, first off, I already checked somebody. Back when we had the other podcast, this question came up, and Cole read it, and it was one of my favorite moments ever. I'm going to zoom in. Because Cole read it like this, all right? And just take a second to... And he goes, you're in a public restroom, and you just went #. And I don't know why that... This killed me. I never had heard the #, used for that, right? Is that a thing?
Not for that.
I guess for Cole it was, right? So we started calling that #. So we would be #. And so if I've ever been #, and there's no toilet paper in the stall. See, I think my answer is the same. I always check. I don't think I've ever been in a situation where I haven't checked because, one, it's a very rare experience for me to not plan my day according to that movement. Where I know when roughly or I'll time it at a what time where I usually need home field advantage. I like being home field to start with. Or a great Quick Trip app. Quick Trip is my alternative on the road, and shout out to Quick Trip. They're always stocked. I haven't been in that situation. I think I always check. Just because it's so rare, it's a worst case scenario. But I guess when a sock? I don't know. Try to just use my sock.
What if you were wearing sandals with no socks?
Well,
I think the honest answer is you just scuffle until you find napkins. I don't know. Like, we know what we're going to do. You're not losing any more clothes. Maybe a beater. If I had a beater on. Yeah. But again, if I'm down to sandals, how much clothes am I wearing?
Right.
Probably in a swimsuit.
Well, I'm in a swimsuit. I'm just talking about
water. Next, gross.
What do you think happens after death? Wow.
I picked a heavy one.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, I think after death, you go into a deep sleep. Where you are conscious of nothing. You're not stressed about anything. You're actually not missing anyone because you're asleep. But I believe one day, you'll be reunited with the people that you love, wherever you believe that that is.
I'm just kidding. That's a good answer. I was just waiting for a time to say that. That was the only
serious question we had. Yeah, yeah. All the other one good. That's good. I like that. I'm pretty online with a lot of religious belief. Beautiful. It's kind of the answer that I always like. Sometimes a Ricky Gervais said, well, what do you think it'll be like after you die?
I don't know. What was it like before you were born? I don't remember.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's true.
All right.
What is the most embarrassing thing that you've done for a friend?
I mean, throwing on that biscuit costume for the first time was not my proudest moment. Yeah. I think I'm no stranger to making an ass of myself or someone else. The problem is I just don't get that embarrassed. So that's always a tough one for me to answer. I'm trying to think of the last time I was embarrassed. Oh, my gosh. Actually, it was recent. It was today.
Today?
Oh, no. Yesterday.
Oh.
No. I just felt so out. I'll tell this story. I feel like I need to get it off my chest. It's been bugging me. I was at Walmart and I had a basket and I was carrying it around. It was getting really, really heavy. And like I spotted a cart. No one was using it. So I kind of eyed it for a while. No one went there. I'm like, okay, I think it's free. Right when I went to set it in, a woman was walking towards it. And I was like, oh, this is your cart, isn't it?
Oh.
She just looked at me like, she was very nice about it. I was like, oh, I look like
a cart. No.
No, I felt weird. I looked like a weird guy stealing carts.
Yeah, that didn't answer the question.
Yeah, probably the biscuit costume, maybe, but I wasn't too embarrassed. I haven't been embarrassed recently. Speaking of friends,
what would your best friend say is your best quality?
Well, Nick used to just tell me that I was just a genuinely good guy, which is the same thing that I would have said about him. You know, got a big heart.
Yeah. I believe it. I've told the stories about you pulling trash cans up without anybody noticing, but I saw you.
Yeah.
Amen.
I would say that about you.
You're a genuinely nice guy. You're very approachable, I think, as well. Easy to talk to.
That's it. Ooh. All right. So I'm going to save this one for last. Have you ever broken the law?
Oh, gosh, yeah. I was a hellion back in the day.
Have I broken it or got caught breaking it? So I did both. Definitely was a bad drinker and driver back in the day. Got two DUIs. That's why I quit drinking. Thank God.
Yeah.
Don't need number three. That was probably the main thing, like drinking and driving, breaking the law. Nothing really that bad other than that.
Probably stole, but not really.
Yeah. I don't
know. You know the worst thing I do breaking the law nowadays, if I get really frustrated at self-checkout, like it won't scan. I don't care. That's it. I say, you hire cashiers then. I'm sick of this.
Hey.
It's not my fault that this label's broken. Now I have to go all the way back and do this. I wanted the damn oranges.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, you know what? Fine. It'll bounce out. So, hey. Cub, I'm sorry. I have done that before. I'm probably not listening.
Oh, no.
Move on.
Who is the one person you constantly creep on social media?
I think there needs to be another on there, right? Who is the one person you constantly creep on social media? Constantly creep on social
media. Well, I have a son who will be 18 this year that I don't get to see. And the only way I can see what's going on in his life is by creeping on his mother's Facebook.
Huh? There you go. That's the answer.
Yeah. Doesn't mean it's not creepy.
Nah.
I think that sentence was still worded incorrectly, though. I'm done with it. I'm taking it out of the pile.
All right. If a genie granted you 3 wishes right now, what would you wish for?
I'm calling Canada. No, I still want Canada number one. I just want Canada. I own it. That's all mine. You know what? Guess what? I'm going to pay it forward after that. After that, I'm going to be like, free food for everyone from Canada. Just start dumping the storehouses, right? I'm going to do something good with it. So I'll have some sort of, I'll use the rest of the money to make some, cause, I mean, with, I'll just ask for a lot of money to have, build some fag or something to make renewable food. We can. We have the resources. We have enough money in the world where nobody should ever go hungry. That's ridiculous. If you own a country the size of Canada, you could feed the entire world. So I'd be so altruistic because you guys are being so nice and letting me have Canada, rest of the world. I will let you guys have my 2 and 3 wishes if you just give me Canada. I'll take that. You can use the wishes to feed everyone. You have full access to Canada under my rules and when I want you there. I think this is a pretty good decision for the world. Rich, you in?
I like it.
Right?
I like it.
Okay. Look at that. Give me 3 wishes, genie. I get Canada. World gets world peace and hunger's gone.
I'm a real hero. Absolutely.
No? We're both heroes, Rich, and heroes got jobs to do today, so I should probably let you go soon. But Rich, anything else on the radar for you? You just grinding at the school, working on new projects?
Yeah, that, and I have a Legacy Cup 2025.
Tell me about this.
So it will be September 27th, Surly Field. This will be the 6th year now. Last year, Lupe Fiasco, Lunez, Jesse the Body Ventura,
Desdemona. Is Desa there?
Yes.
Desa there? Yeah. I saw that.
Yeah. Lots of vendors. Just a real nice, chill event. It has been every year.
And that's in September, so planning starts now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. You guys already grinding on that one?
Oh, yeah.
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 That should be an exciting one. I mean, I have a strong feeling Bully Brand will be involved one way or another.
Absolutely.
Right. So definitely cool. So we're looking forward to that in September. We got the vinyl party March 16th, 2 to 6 p.m. Where's that at again?
That is at Frosted Lakes, 3737 Minnehaha Avenue.
Excellent. Check that shop out. What are the hours there?
Well, right now, it's only open when we're doing events.
Cool.
In the spring, we'll have regular business hours. We'll have some young people also interning there so that they can get some retail experience.
Excellent.
And so that we can show them how to run a business and help them open their own stores eventually.
Awesome. Sounds like the best way then to check out when you're open is to follow you guys on different social medias. You want to plug those right now for Frosted Lakes? Where can they find you?
Frosted Lakes MN, like Minnesota. Actually, MN wasn't available. MI, you know, but whatever. So you can find us on Instagram, Facebook. Also, if you look at my social media, you'll see a lot of the events, you know, for kind of everybody that I've been working with.
Yep.
And, I'm hoping to be able to get out to some of the wrestling matches.
For sure.
That I've been seeing you post about.
That's right, man. We'll definitely see Rich the plug out there. So come say hi to him when we're out there. And Rich, genuine pleasure having you on here again. It's so good to reconnect. We were talking. We hadn't probably seen each other in 3 years.
Yeah.
A couple of texts here and there every couple months. But, man, it's great to see you. And I hope to talk to you soon. We've already been talking about some cool things in the future. So, Rich, I have a feeling you're going to be a familiar face on this podcast.